Listen now for the founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr. Today's message was selected from among the earliest recordings preserved from his lifetime and ministry.
And Moses answered and said, But behold, they'll not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, The Lord hath not appeared unto thee. The Lord said to him, What is that in thine hand? And he said, A rod. And he said, Cast it on the ground. He cast it on the ground. It became a serpent, and Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, Put forth thine hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob hath appeared unto thee. I've read five verses in the fourth chapter of Exodus. I want to call your attention today to the statement of Moses, They will not believe me. They will not believe me. Now you will notice that Moses had a past. Moses killed a man. Now listen just a minute. We look at sin in such a peculiar way. You know, as a rule, our sin is a little more respectable than the sin of other people. Now God doesn't look at sin that way. Now as far as world consequences are concerned, some sins are worse than other sins. It's worse to murder than it is to be a petty thief, as far as the world's concerned. And there's no worse sin in all the world than the sin of wrecking the life of a girl. I think possibly the hottest place in hell is reserved for some man who leads a girl astray. I think that possibly on the wall of hell, God will take a pen of fire and paint the picture of the tear-stained face of the girl some man ruined. And of course, now as far as this world's concerned, some sins are worse than others. It's a terrible sin to break up a home. It's a terrible sin to take human life. But in the sight of God, sin is sin. It doesn't matter whether it's murder or stealing or what it is. You know, one of the most striking statements in all the Bible, the statement that overwhelms me with a sense of my own guilt, is this statement. If we keep the whole law and offend in one point, we are guilty of all. Now remember that. All have sinned. Now, if you sin, however mild that sin may be, however respectable that sin may be, if you've sinned against God, you've broken the law, you're a rebel, and the wages of sin is death. You know, people talk about moral men. They say, well, you know, I don't need any religion. It's all right to have these meetings and get these old bums converted. I suppose that you evangelists, Bob Jones, and the rest of you, and Billy Sunday, and all of you, I suppose you reach a certain class of people, but not my class. Now, wait a minute. In the sight of God, some of the worst sinners in all the world are the people we call moral people. I want you to notice it. When the devil tempted Eve, he didn't tempt Eve to get drunk. He didn't tempt Eve to gamble. He didn't tempt Eve to break her marriage vows. He tempted Eve and Adam to become self-righteous, self-centered moral people. He said, become like God. Make gods out of yourself. Now the man, the most hopeless sinner in the world, is a fellow that has no sense of his need, that doesn't realize he needs a Savior to save him from sin. Self-righteousness is a terrible sin. Now, in the sight of God, sin is sin. Now, another thing. Down in this world, certain sins are worse in consequences than other sins. And the law recognizes that, and the courts recognize that. Now, for instance, in the case of Moses, Moses killed a man. He was righteously indignant at the way his brethren was being treated. Now, Moses was not at heart what you would call a murderer. He was trying to put over the right thing in the wrong way. He was trying to put down the persecution of his people. You know, you can do the right thing in the wrong way. And you can do sometimes things that, at least soften them in the estimation of the people. I remember a story told me about an old preacher down in my country. They said the old man years ago was conducting a funeral. He stood there at the coffin and he said, now from what I know about Tom, the deceased, he was a pretty good sort of fella. He said he had one bad fault, I understand that he would cuss a little. But from all the information I have, Tom never did cuss anybody that shouldn't have been cussed. Now it's one thing to cuss a man that ought to be cussed. It's another thing to just cuss for pure cussedness, you see. You see, there's a difference. Now, Moses didn't do right in killing this man. It wasn't the right process, but he was at least fighting on the right side. And I respect a man that fights on the right side. But Moses said, they'll not believe me if I go down there. I have a past. My life wasn't right. I brought the palace of Pharaoh. I brought the king. They won't believe me. I'm not the one. I have a past. Now, everybody has a past. Everybody has a past. I remember some time ago I was in a community and a lovely, charming woman, active in the Christian work of the community, lovely wife and mother, and I never shall forget her. She's such a beautiful, charming, active Christian worker. And somebody whispered to me, she has a past. She has a past. Oh, how some people like to dip their tongue in the slimy past that some people have. I remember years ago, I was down in Florida in a town in a meeting, and a saloon keeper was converted. And this saloon keeper brought his wife to church, and she was converted. And I never shall forget her. She was a beautiful woman. And next day, we had a little group meeting of some lovely women, lovely Christian women. And they brought this woman into the circle. And I learned later, no, none of the women told me, that this man found that woman in the underworld and fell in love with her. And that he brought her out of the underworld and married her. And this woman now had become a Christian. And she had moved into this circle, Christian circle. I kept up with that woman for a few years, and everybody seemed to forget her past. Listen, we all have a past of some kind. All have sinned, and some of us have a past that's very black. I'm talking to somebody now that has a skeleton in the closet, the sins you've committed. I've had people say to me, oh, if I could just forget, if I could just forget. I've heard them say, I'd give my right arm if I could forget it. Something in my life, if I just hadn't done it. I remember years ago in New York City, I was speaking, and a woman was attending meetings. And she asked to see me at the hotel, and I went to the parlor to talk to her. She had one of the saddest faces I ever knew. She said, when I was a girl, I was a very wicked, hard kind of a girl. And my mother was a wonderful Christian woman, and she tried to protect me. And I wanted to run around with a bad crowd, and mother was very frail, and I always wanted to get out with the crowd I shouldn't run with. And she said, one day I said, Mother, I want to go so-and-so. And she said, honey, I'd rather you wouldn't go there. Those girls are bad girls. That's a bad crowd. That's not your crowd. You cannot go with that crowd. That's not right. And she said, I went into a rage. I said, well, I just don't see why I can't do what other people do. I just don't see. I'm tired of being told what to do and what not to do. And so I just went into a rage and raved like a maniac. And my mother was frail, and she's leaning back in a chair. And said, I just kept talking and talking and talking, and she didn't say anything. And said, I looked at her, and she was dead. She died while I was talking to her, raving at her. She slipped away. And this woman said, I can't forget it. I see her face in the nighttime. It haunts me. And I said to her, well, if God can forget it, don't you think you can forget it? She said, does God forget? Yes, God forgets. He remembers our sins against us no more forever. He never brings them up. That's the glorious thing about it. You know, Peter's up in heaven with the Lord. You know, Peter denied Christ one time. Swore he didn't know him. You know, I imagine that Peter maybe said to Jesus, you know, I'm awfully sorry. Jesus says, forget it. Just forget it. I remember it against you no more forever. I don't know how God does it, but he's got a way of putting all of our sins behind his back. And God said to Moses, he didn't discuss his past. He didn't discuss with him what folks would believe. He said, what you got in your hand there? Moses said, the rod. He said, I'll take it. Give me that rod. That's all you have? Yes, it's my stock in trade. This is everything I have. I've been on the backside of the desert herding sheep. This is everything I have. This is a sign of my job. This is the key to my office. This is my business. God says, give me that. Give me that. And Moses threw that rod down to the feet of God, and it changed into a serpent. God performed a miracle. You know, I wouldn't have a God that couldn't perform a miracle. Blotting out sin is a miracle. The covering up of the past is a miracle. The miracle-working power of God in the lives of men that give them victory in temptation. A miracle-working God. So God said, now take hold of that tail of the serpent. And it became a rod. And Moses took that rod with him down to Egypt. And he called it God's rod. Listen, the past of your life may not have been right. It may have belonged to the devil. But the future can belong to God. And you can turn a new leaf today and start on a clean page. And you can write a new record. And you can keep it clean. And God will forget the past. And will give you grace for the future. That's the kind of God we have. What have you got in your hand? You've been holding out on God. Don't let the past disturb you. Ask God to forgive you. Ask God to blot it out. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But you say, Bob Jones, I haven't got ability. Moses had ability. Listen, God gave Moses ability. Moses was timid and felt he was not sufficient. And he said he couldn't make a talk, and there were things he couldn't do, and the things you can't do. But you can do what you ought to do. You can do what God wants you to do. Everybody can do what God wants him to do. You can be the kind of man God wants you to be, and the kind of woman God wants you to be. You may not be a Moses, you may not be a Paul, but you can be what you ought to be. And you'll be better off in heaven, being what God wants you to be, in the sphere where God wants you to move, than you would be trying to be a Moses or a Paul or an Apostle Peter. You let God have his way with your life. Just tell God today that you'll surrender to him everything you have. All you have. You'll not hold out on it. You can't help the past. You can't help the wasted years. You can't help the things you've done on the impulse of the moment. The past is gone. Tell God you're sorry for it if it's wrong. And tell God that from now on, you make a complete, unconditional surrender to him. And that you'll be his from today on. And if you will, God can do with you what you've never dreamed he could do. He used Moses, a man reared in the palace of a king, a man who had killed a man who had been hiding for all those years, and he can use you if you let him. Blot out our sins, O God, and help us to be from today on what we ought to be by thy grace. For Jesus' sake, amen. Goodbye, and God bless you.
You've heard a message recorded during the lifetime of the founder of Bob Jones University. Listen daily for messages by Dr. Bob Jones Sr., sponsored by Bob Jones University.